Resting T cells become activated after stimulation by cognate antigen in the context of an antigen-presenting cell and co-stimulatory signals. Activated T cells produce and consume proliferative cytokines, for example, IL-2, IL-4, and IL-7, and begin to expand in number. If regulatory T cells are present, they can deprive the activated T cells of these cytokines, especially IL-2, causing the activated T cells to undergo apoptosis. Once cells are proliferating rapidly, they have different fates depending on their environment. If they receive acute, strong antigenic stimulation, the cells will undergo re-stimulation-induced cell death. By contrast, if they receive chronic, weak antigenic stimulation, the cells will survive, but become reprogrammed into a specific, unresponsive transcriptional state known as T cell exhaustion. Once the pathogen has been cleared, cytokine withdrawal occurs passively to contract the expanded population of antigen-specific T cells. A small fraction of these cells will be reprogrammed to enter a memory phenotype, and this differentiation step is facilitated by IL-7 and IL-15. Memory T cells will continue to persist in the immune system and form the basis of anamnestic responses.